As more baby boomers reach retirement age, interest is building in alternative living situations that provide a sense of community. In Salt Lake City this week is a conference called Aging Better Together, and it's the first conference of its kind in the country focused on the idea of co-housing for seniors. KUER's Andrea Smartin visited a co-housing community in Glendale.
It's time for a midday potluck at Wasatch Commons. People are emerging from their houses with bowls of salad, fruit, and savory pastries. This is a multi-generational co-housing community, but at this time of day, it's mostly the retirees who show up for lunch in the common space. Linda Angelastro says they each have their own homes, but there are lots of opportunities to get together.
Potluck on Sunday for the evening meal, potluck on Wednesday, celebrating people's birthday with cake and ice cream, just all kinds of things, working together out in the yard.
Angelastro, age 67 and retired, realized how much she relied on this community when her husband suddenly died after a fall 16 months ago.
Co-housing really came into play because there were so many people there to stand by me and support me and help out.
It wasn't just that someone was there to shovel her walk in the winter and reach those things her husband had stored up high.
But I think the overriding thing was just the emotional support.
Architect and author Charles Durrett brought the concept of co-housing to the U.S. from Denmark, and he's published a book called Senior Co-Housing, a Community Approach to Independent Living.
You know, loneliness is for sure the most pervasive pathologies that seniors face. The average American senior is watching TV over 6 hours a day.
Durrett lives in a multi-generational co-housing community in California. He talks with the seniors there regularly.
When they contrast their life today to when they lived in their single-family house, they're much, much, much more happy.
The Aging Better Together conference takes place May 20th and 21st at the University of Utah Guesthouse and Conference Center. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.